It's the time of year when Minnesotans start doing the craziest things. It's the coldest week of the year so far. Who knows if we'll get colder? And what do? Let's hold an outdoor carnival and build ice palaces and ice and snow sculptures. Let's hide medallions in the snow so that people have to go out at night in these freezing temperatures to try to find this prize. Even our Catholic school kids this week at St. Jude, I'm sure they're excited. Lots of activities this week. We do a medallion hunt as well as part of Catholic Schools Week. So they'll be out there all bundled up this week looking for that prize. On top of the winter carnival, we have other festivities in these frigid temperatures. Yesterday, Hockey Day, Minnesota. I was able to go across the lake and spend some time taking in one of the afternoon games and seeing all the festivities. It was pretty exciting, but pretty crazy that all these people would gather for this thing. I was actually driving over and turned the corner around the north part of the lake here, and I was there right around noon, right at the polar bear plunge. People were jumping in White Bear Lake yesterday at noon in sub-zero temperatures. It's the craziest thing, but maybe it's us Minnesotans, you know, trying to brave the temperatures and saying we can do this, it can never get too cold for us. I don't know. But I've been trying to get more into the White Bear Lake and the Minnesota culture, so I've been attending some of these things and kind of taking it all in. Especially I've been trying to get more vested into hockey. You know, I didn't grow up with hockey, so I've been trying to watch more games and trying to understand the concepts. Even since I moved to the area here, this Matamidi White Bear Lake area 3.5 years ago, you know, it was my first year here, my rookie season, that both our Catholic high school, Hill Murray, and our public high school, Matamidi, took first prize. They won the state championship that year. I don't think it was a coincidence. I started getting recruited that year. Would you be pastor of our city? We're rolling out the red carpet. But then it was 2 years later, just last winter, 2022, both teams took third place. So they've been mirroring each other, Hill Murray and Matamidi. They took first place in 2020. They both took third place last year. Which is better, to be first place or to be third place? Well, I think objectively we'd all say, well, you want to be first place. That's why you're competing. You want to win that top prize. But I think there's something to be said for coming in third. Nobody remembers who comes in third unless it was you. You know, the history books record it, but you might think, who came in third 10 years ago? I have no idea. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. Actually, there's this phrase in Christian circles, I am third. I am third. I'm not first, I'm not even second. I'm third. That we could kind of boast about being in third place. When I was a kid, my mom would teach me this. She had this mnemonic device, JOY, J-O-Y. And she taught me as a young boy, this should really be your motto. Jesus comes first, then others, and then yourself. I'm third. Jesus gets the top place. Others get that second place. I always want to be others focused. And then I come last. I come third. And it spells joy because I think there is something to be said about living this motto that we can actually be the most joyful. We're the most blessed. We're the most happy if we live these three priorities. Jesus comes first. Others come next. And then I get what's left. And that's actually my key to joy. It's my key to satisfaction and fulfillment and happiness, not only in this life, but in the one to come. And this is the story of Christ. It's the story that Jesus tells us and invites us into if we truly want to be fulfilled persons. Our readings today, I think, keep hitting this point on lowliness, not putting ourselves first, not boasting in me. This prophet Zephaniah, he gets us started. He says, seek the Lord, seek justice, seek humility. Seek what's low. And then these words from our Lord, I will leave a remnant in your midst, a people humble and lowly. This is who the Lord invites to be closest to him. The remnant, it's never the majority. The remnant's never number one. The remnant's a small group. The remnant is a group chosen by the Lord, not for how great they are, but by how faithful they are and how close they want to be to him. And we get closer to the Lord the lower that we get. We don't try to climb high mountains to get close to the Lord anymore. We try to get closer to the earth. It's what humility means. It means earthly, lowly, of the dust of the earth. Then St. Paul gives us the same message. He's writing to the Corinthians, but he might as well be writing to Mata Medi. Not many of you were wise. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. I don't see any kings or queens out there today. But it's these that the Lord has chosen. He chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly and the despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something. This is the place where we find blessedness, that the Lord chooses the lowly, the foolish, the weak, the despised, just to show his power. And he invites you and me into this. This is Jesus' invitation in the Beatitudes. One by one, he lists these groups that we wouldn't pay attention to, but they're the ones that Jesus pays attention to. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the merciful, the clean of heart. Blessed are those in third place, who don't try to achieve any greatness on their own, but let the Lord be great in them. And so I invite you into this place of blessedness, this place of joy, that we would place ourselves not first, not even second, but third, that the Lord would be the one who's greatest in my life, and that I would try to teach others and reach out to them, inviting them into his kingdom of peace.